We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are obviously keeping a keen eye on Hurricane, one more time, Solana?
Isaias.
I'm not that certain that's good. Correct. Is that? I don't know if that was correct.
I don't know. I called it Isosceles.
Julie Derda is a certified meteorologist at WPLG Local 10 here in Miami, friend of the program. She gave us plenty of time yesterday. We're not going to waste her time today. I just want to get a quick update. You should follow Julie Derda on all her social media outlets so you can stay informed throughout the weekend as the storm approaches. One more time, Julie. Isaias?
Isaias.
Isaias.
Solano got right. It. Yeah.
Isaias.
Good job, Solano.
So it is 4 o'clock. And what is the latest on Isaias?
All right, guys. So we talked about yesterday the uncertainty once it pushed off of Hispaniola. It looks as though we got to be prepared for definitely feeling tropical storm force winds, which is 39 miles per hour to 73 miles per hour. And I just peeked at the European model, and for the first time in all the model runs, it does put landfall between Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach, right around the border. Again, that means that we would be dealing, it's expected to be a Category 1 hurricane, but, you know, hurricane specialist Brian Norcross and Max Mayfield always said you always add about 10 to 15 more miles per hour to what you possibly are expecting when they release the intensity of a forecast. So we could be dealing with the possibility of a Category 1 hurricane making landfall if the European model does pan out, or if we split the difference, like I said yesterday, being so eerily close to our coastline in northern Broward County that it's no joke. Like, it would be seriously threading the needle of barely a little bit of an ocean land and then the land, that it's basically just staying offshore. So our most important thing is I want everybody to know, Brian Norcross said something today that I want you to take to heart if you live in northeastern Broward County, because you're already under a tropical storm warning. Actually, much of Broward County inland is a tropical storm watch. They've updated the metro coastal areas of Fort Lauderdale to a tropical storm warning. And then Miami-Dade, the warning has started for the coastal areas of Miami-Dade. So Miami, if you're listening, I still want you to be prepared. You could be dealing with tropical storm force winds. I'd say Broward County, northeastern Broward County, if you're at the border, like Boca Raton, up by West Palm Beach, that whole area. If you live near the coast, you're right on, you know, A1A or US1. If you have accordion shutters, he suggested that it's not a bad idea. Maybe tomorrow you think about closing them. As of right now, I don't think anybody else needs to worry about getting shutters, because we're talking about, you know, a Category 1 hurricane, or we're talking about strong tropical storm force winds. So that's the update. I don't think it's the good news you wanted to hear on a Friday after telling everybody how great stocks were, but, you know, it's the reality that I got to bring you guys, and I want to keep you safe. And it is really important, though, I told Solano this, make sure you're following me, Julie Derda, WPLG, because in the middle of the night, I'll be doing the updates. So when you wake up, you hear the thunder and you hear the howling winds and you can't happen to turn on the TV, you only have your phone next to you, make sure you're following me, because I'll be starting to do the updates tomorrow at 5 a.m. Until probably, I think we're extending our newscast, actually, to go all day tomorrow, and then it should be making landfall Saturday night into Sunday. So we'll continue that too. So it's going to be a busy week for us meteorologists, keeping you guys safe. So I really want you to heed the warnings and just pay attention to what you're seeing, because this thing's so close that things could shift. And, you know, each model run seems to shift west and then back east. So it's over the water, or it's hugging our coast, or, like I said, the European model, this last one actually showed it making landfall. So, again, we have time to watch it. You guys, we're used to it. We can handle tropical storm force winds. We can handle a hurricane. It's okay. I don't want anyone to panic, but I do want you to be alert and aware and bring in that lightweight furniture we talked about and any of those pool toys or anything you may have outside.
Yeah, Julie, if the stock market's great enough, I don't give a damn what the weather's doing. But
it might just be me. It might blow your money away. It might blow your money away.
Well, you're staying inside anyway, right? We got to stay home and stay safe. So, you're just going to look at the rain and the wind out your window. So just make sure none of the stuff you bought to keep the kids busy during this time is flying away, okay? That's all.
We got you. And you brought up, and one thing, and we're going to be quick. This is my only question, Julie. But you brought up European model. And this is something that me and my friends talk about. Julie, why when they put the spaghetti strands out there, why does the European strand seem to be better than the American strands? I don't know if this is even a well-put-together question.
You know, that is a great question. And I don't have an answer for you because it runs the same amount of model data that the GFS model does, the hurricane model. The Assemblies model basically takes all of the models together and puts a general idea out for us. So it's like the average. I got to tell you, you're absolutely correct, though. For some reason, that model seems to do very well. It did very well with Dorian. It did really good with Hannah that we just saw that went to Texas. You know, I have to tell you, for being down here for 15 years, one of the most difficult things I've realized that the doctors and the specialists and our major meteorologists that really help us with all this data and gather it for us is the intensity of a storm when it comes to just the raw environment that it's in, forecasting it 12, 24, 36, 48 hours out. And unfortunately, that's where we're living right now. Like, this thing is about 36 hours out. So unfortunately, the environment is so hostile that we don't know if the high pressure is going to weaken and this trough is going to dive down at the right time that this cluster of storms is lifting to the north. That it was the same thing with Dorian. We didn't know if that front was going to dive down enough to keep us safe here in Florida. But all the models, with the exception of the European model, had kept the system, you know, offshore and offshore. No, it's coming our way. Then it's coming our way. And the European model was like, no, it's staying over the northwestern half of the Bahamas. So that's why I'm bringing to your attention that this is the first model run by the European model that it does make landfall between Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach.
All right. Julie Derda. You'll watch her on Local 10. Follow her on social media. Julie Derda, WPLG. And would you say that the percentage chance this weekend in Dade, Broward, Palm Beach counties that you'll get rain and wind is about 100%?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Miami-Dade, not as much as Broward and towards West Palm Beach and Broward. I really want you to pay attention to the storm. Miami-Dade, you're not out of the loop because, again, the outer bands that stretch, I think last I looked at the advisory at 11, the tropical storm force winds, which are 39 miles per hour to 74 miles per hour, stretch out from the center 204 miles. And so that system's literally going to be maybe 100 miles off our coast. So we're all going to feel the tropical storm force winds. It just depends on where you're at to actually feel more of a gust or if it's just more of a breeze. So
right.
I'd prefer everybody be prepared for tropical storm force winds, at least, and the rain.
Okay. Any chance that it strengthens to a 2 or a 3?
Absolutely. There's a chance for, I would say, a 2. I don't think there's enough time for it to be a 3 because, as I just told you, the intensity is so difficult to forecast when
right.
you're just open the ocean water and you're assuming. Remember, we talked about this yesterday. I think Crowder said, you know, could it be a 2? Could it be a, yeah, I mean, they assumed that the system would weaken so much when it interacted with land, but it really didn't. I mean, it came off the coast with like 70 miles per hour. So,
All right. Well, we will stay aware. And the next update official is less than an hour, right? 5 o'clock?
Yeah. So the forecast cone at 5 is very important because you'll get a new lat long, a new advisory on the wind strength, because I think they sent out Hurricane Hunter aircraft, and a new forecast cone, which will probably push more west if they're now averaging out that new model run by the European model. But then again, the European model does go through. There's another model that'll run tonight, and then we'll see what happens there. And another model running tomorrow morning, and another one, you know, it's a cycle. So we just got to wait and see which way this very interesting storm. I told you yesterday, to begin with, we were like, there's no center of circulation. It's just showers and storms. It's been a very complex system to digest the information and forecast, not just the strength, but the path of it. So everybody just be prepared.
Anything you need to add, Solana?
I think, Julie, you and I are on the same page once again here. So that's good.
Goodness gracious. I appreciate that. Good, yeah. Good. I'm glad all you right. didn't see anything that maybe I missed.
Yeah, no, very good. This is the rare occasion where it's almost like the American and the European models are in concert.
Yeah, we agree.
Yeah, Julie and Solana agreeing on everything that's been said.
So checking my notes. You know,
eventually, I would probably say we got two more runs, and then they'll definitely agree by then. It typically happens like within the last 12 hours of when the storm is expected to make its true landfall or forward path. We'll definitely know by tomorrow.
All right. And we'll start feeling the effects of it tomorrow for sure.
Well, in Miami-Dade and the Keys, you'll feel it tonight. You'll start to see gusts in the 30s tonight. So that's why I'm saying not everybody, some areas are going to have it worse than others, but not everybody's just going to have, there's not one spot in South Florida that's going to be blue skies, dry conditions, and no breeze.
All right. And you're
unless you're on the West Coast, actually. You got to go all the way west.
Solana, you agree?
Yeah, I mean, those bands are no joke, right, Julie?
Okay.
Yes.
All right, very good. Julie, we appreciate it. We know that you're busy.
You guys are awesome.
Again, follow Julie Derda on all her social media outlets because she will keep you informed as the storm approaches and then passes and hopefully passes without any disruption to our lives.
Stays east. Again, I hate saying that because then I feel bad for the Bahamas, northwestern Bahamas, still trying to recoup from Dorian. You know, there's really no winning in this situation whenever we talk about tropical systems. So it's either somebody's got to have to take the worst of it.
Be prepared.
I agree.
Thank you,
Julie. You guys be prepared. And hopefully I will not talk to you for the rest of the year about hurricanes, but we'll see how this year goes. It seems to be very awkward.
Based on past Augusts, I'm sure we'll be talking to you again. But
we hope
that we won't.
Don't mind me.
We assume that we will.
All right, you guys.
All right, have a safe weekend, Julie. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.